96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, April 8th. And it's a lovely 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host. As I challenge some people. Today we have Israel United in Christ in studio again.
Yep, that's right.
They came by again. So I say, okay, I shall entertain them. Again, they have some American-speaking people amongst them. Black American-speaking people amongst them who are influencing good, decent, Bahamian, strong black men. And I'm trying to say they have a movement here. They have a movement because they're growing. And I want to know what it is amongst them that they are doing that is influencing our black men. Should we be concerned as Bahamians saying, hey, there's a movement afoot. There's a movement afoot in the Bahamas where there are Bahamian men who is seeking a path of spirituality and identity amongst them. And I want to know that should we, as traditional Christians, traditional Muslims, traditional Jewish, last time I say Jewish, they pronounce it, you know, they're Jewish, right? They're in Jewish. Yet. Should we, as Bahamians, be wary, concerned that this movement has taken root and is growing. And not just growing slowly, it's growing rapidly because the numbers are swelling like crazy. And that's what I'm going to be talking about, right? I want to welcome my guests. Who is most senior? Because I know that y'all go by rank.
Yes, that will be me.
Make sure his mic is up for me, please, so everyone can hear him and that he can formally introduce himself because I'm used to captains. I'm not sure if you're a captain.
Yeah, I'm Captain Zakar.
You look too young to be a captain. Hey. All the captains who have come on the show already, matured gentlemen with gray hair. Yeah. You look like
I got a few there. I got a few. Yes. But you know, wisdom doesn't care how old you are as long as you follow in the commandments of God and your whole heart, mind, body, and soul is after him, wisdom will dwell wherever. That's what God had said. Wherever you at, no matter your age, if you seek wisdom, keep the commandments of God and the faith in Jesus the Christ, and wisdom said she's sitting at the doorstep waiting on you.
They always sound polite and they well-spoken. These educated men always come there. And educated black men, right? I have Erin Green who's joining me today. She has never joined me before, but I wanted her to put some questions to the good gentleman,
good.
Right, regarding their movement. Mm-hmm. Regarding how they embrace worship, how they embrace their identity. It's about identity.
And you mentioned should traditional Christians, traditional Muslims, and Jewish people be concerned. If you are of black, Native American, or Hispanic origin, you shouldn't be worried at all. Not if you are a truth seeker. Because that's what we are about. We come straight out of the Bible as it is written. And we bring truth to those things that many of our people have never thought of. For instance, of the Christianity. Us being in Christianity as a people, what is the roots of that? Because when we was on the other side of the earth, none of us was out here saying, I'm a Baptist. Nobody was saying I'm a Seventh-day Adventist and things of that nature. What's the main religion here on the island of Nassau for people?
Christianity.
Yeah, what denomination?
Yeah.
The majority of us are Baptists, okay. I mean, in terms of numbers.
Okay.
But traditionally Anglicans because of the British history we have. And they are Baptists.
Baptist, Anglican, Catholic, and Methodist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And none of those have anything to do with black folk before 1619. Not one of them. And this is where we challenge people with truth, because a lot of us like to live in the present and want to forget the past. Because our past is painful as a people. We all know that we was brought here In the 1600s by the British. Some of us got dropped off in the islands, and some of us was dropped off in the Americas by the British, right? We try to forget that past, but our past helps identify who we are to God. Because God said that those things would happen to a people in the past, and their past would tell them who they are in the present time.
I want to ask you this,
yeah,
right? Because I know any minute now you can say, oh, I have someone who needs to read. Oh, you're scripture. Yeah. You're like reading scripture, right?
Yeah.
My stepfather listens.
Okay.
Every time I say the Hebrew Israelites or the Israelites or Israel united in Christ is mm-hmm. coming, he reminds me, and he always says, Cecil, even the devil quoted scripture to Christ. Ah. Right? I just said, you know, he listening now. So if I didn't say that out loud, he would be concerned. So, you know, Cecil, I even tell me concerned, I'm entertaining
mm-hmm.
you, good gentleman.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you this. How y'all get in the Bahamas? Okay. I know y'all Americans,
mm-hmm.
right? I hear the American accent. Mm-hmm. But how y'all get here mm-hmm. and taking root? How y'all get here, man?
Hey, I got a scripture for you. Give me that in the book of Psalms here. How did the truth of Bahamians, I want to make sure I say that right, how did that get here into the Bahamas? And it's not only in the Bahamas. We have bishops, deacons, captains, officers right now that are spread all over the earth about to celebrate the Lord's Passover at this coming sundown. Before we get into that, I just want to say that that Israel United in Christ was started by Bishop Nathaniel, Bishop Yawasop, and Bishop Kanai in 2003 in New York, and it has spread all over the world. So how did it get there? Because you see man doing it, but it's a spiritual aspect behind it. In the book of Psalms, chapter 19, and it's verse 3 and 4, if we could read that.
The book of Psalms, chapter 19 and verse 3. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
God is speaking about his prophets that he put his spirit on. Everywhere in the last days that the voice of those men, it would be heard everywhere. Now here's the point, verse 4.
Their line
would mean the word. Go ahead.
Is gone out through all the earth,
uh-huh.
and their words to the end of the world.
Read.
And them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun.
Now, the reason why it has gone out throughout the world, so speaking about history, the black man's history, the black woman's history, Native man, Native American and Hispanic's history, during the 1600s, when the slave trade was at its height, the 1400s as well for our Hispanic brothers, where was so-called black people placed at? All over the world. We were shipped everywhere. We didn't just come from the west coast of Africa to America. Some of us were shipped to Europe. Some of us were shipped down to Australia, down to some to East India. Some of us were sent to Iran. We were sent everywhere all over the world. The whole world got rich off the black man's back. The whole world. Even the economy here in Nassau. They are rich after that. We were just talking about that, right? The Aragonite, is that what it's called?
Aragonite,
is that what it's called? Am I saying that right?
I call it sand.
Sand. Okay, yeah, that's a better, easier name to say it. The world is now, they've always gotten rich off of that, but now they're running out of their resources in Europe because without Africa and them poaching Africa of all their resources, Europe is nothing but a third world country. God calls it the bottomless pit in the Bible. Mm. Without Africa and their resources, that place is a third world country, a whole continent. Now they're running out of sand. What are they doing? Come over here, get rich off of black people's back again. Take the sand, make all the electronics and building and concrete and things they need to build up their kingdom and give the Bahamians crumbs, tips, survive off of that.
I want to know, what is your objective
uh-huh.
as an organization?
Mm-hmm. Before you go there, I just want to say, you know, what do you call it? Neocolonialism, right?
Yeah.
This
steal.
Right. A global political and economic practice mm-hmm. where developed countries maintain their development, right, mm-hmm. through the underdevelopment of other countries and an unnatural and unbalanced extraction mm-hmm. of resources.
Yeah, and that's biblical. That is biblical. That's what a lot of people don't understand. And that's what we bring. Because I hate to say this to my Baptist brothers, but I was raised Baptist in the States. Christianity as a whole is meant to keep black folk asleep and docile while your oppressors smile in your face and take your resources through neocolonialism.
That sound like hellish words, by the way.
I know it does. It sound like hellish words. He came to set the island on fire.
May I? If
yes, go ahead.
If I could sort of not intervene, because that's such a loaded word. What I want to say is that if we do a reading of history, and if we understand that many African descent enslaved people's experience of Christianity, what they were taught, what they were allowed to consume, comes from a particular that we commonly call the slave Bible.
Yes, it was a slave Bible.
Now, right? And so for those who are saying, yeah, but I'm still a Christian, you know, perhaps what the gentleman is saying is that the Christianity that was forced upon you is intended to create a docile, enslavable person.
It's a Eurocentric viewpoint and of the Bible. Right.
Aaron?
Hold on, in that
I
got to
stop you because you're talking blasphemy.
Oh, I'm talking. No, that may be blasphemy. Right?
Blasphemous words.
But the idea is that for all of us to hold a space in this conversation, right? We come to the conversation not all agreeing, but for all of us to hold a space in the conversation, it's reasonable, right, that that he's correct.
What?
There are many of us whose conditioning comes from a specific reading of Christianity, right? And from that point, it's possible to have other readings of Christianity, to experience Christianity, but that doesn't negate what the gentleman is saying.
I'm going to put you on timeout.
Okay, yeah.
You may not can't talk no more for the rest of the show. I want to know what is your objective.
Okay.
I want to know what your objective is, right? Because there's a movement about who seem to be fanging themselves. Mm-hmm. There's all kind of different black religions. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if Israel United in Christ is one of those black movements where due to y'all, when I say y'all, I mean black Americans, unable to control your economy and society. That now you're trying to come to us who have got majority rule, us Caribbean people, right? Indians on their reservations, and that you're now trying to be neocolonialist, just like those European descendant people, and you're trying to colonize us.
Yeah, now we've heard that argument before from and white Americans in the Americas that we are a lost people, we're searching for some identity, and the Bible kind of explains what you all went through, so you're taking someone else's history. That's what the belief is. But that's actually the opposite of what we're doing. We're actually coming to liberate you all spiritually and mentally, because although you may have majority rule in the Bahamas, the Bahamian people, right, and through some of the islands that are darker nations, you still don't actually have any control over anything. You don't. If those ships stop coming here, the economy crashes. In all of these, the islands are built on surviving off of tourism. You're still dependent upon your oppressor, just like you was when we got here on ship, but it's just in a different form. Now they smile in your face and they give you a little money. Back then, they didn't give you any money. Now, here's it written in the Bible that it would happen then, and it still happens today. Read that Deuteronomy 28, and I want you to read verse 48.
The book of
the question about the Eurocentric Christianity. Does the Bible speak of that, that we as the children of Israel, because the Bahamians would be the children of Israel from the tribe of Benjamin, the same tribe that Paul came from in the Bible. You would be that. That's who you are, your race, your nationality. That's who you descend from, a man named Benjamin of the nation of Israel. So we'll get that about Christianity. Let's read that about the oppression. Go ahead.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 48.
Uh-huh.
Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies.
God said you would serve your enemy. He's speaking about the children of Israel now. Read.
Which the Lord shall send against
thee. Now, we always got to acknowledge that God is in everything. Even with the British coming to bringing us here, God was behind that. It was for a reason, though. It's because of our rebellion of God's commandments, thinking that as long as we got a roof over our head and we got food to eat, we are okay. God said, you are princes and earth. You are supposed to be controlling the place. You're not supposed to be getting handouts from people that come here for a day or two, and then they're gone, and you just surviving off the tips they gave you. Read.
Which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger.
So you would serve your enemies in hunger. So you would have to obey them for food. Read.
And in thirst.
For drink.
And in nakedness.
The clothes on your back.
And in want of all things.
That goes into religion. That goes into education. You name it. Cars, which I've been told the cars don't come from Nassau. They come from outside of the island, and you got to pay double to get the car that come from either China or you find it on auction in America. If you want a car, you got to go to the people that oppress you. Now, here's the kicker to let you know is talking about us, that we would have to do those things in chattel slavery and in a form of neo-colonialism today, like you mentioned. Read on.
And he.
Now, it's a person, so letting you know it ain't Satan, because I know Christians love to say, the devil is our enemy, Satan's the enemy. And well, let's see what.
And he shall put a yoke of iron.
Chains.
Upon thy neck.
Satan didn't do that. That was one man, one nation of people that did that. And y'all know him as the British. He did that. Prince Charles come down here laughing in y'all face. And dancing with y'all women, sexing your women. His ancestors put chains on your neck. And you have to serve them for food, water, and clothing. So if this goes back to your thing, are we coming to neo-colonialism? No, we not. We try to bring truth to you to understand that if that European man stopped coming to this island with tourism, this place would be a third world island all over again. Because if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, is it not 80 to 85% of the island's monetary funds come from tourism?
Yeah, we're going
there. Okay, there we go.
Jeff, because I have Aaron on today, right? You've been on Guardian Radio at least six times, minimum of six times, okay, invited to speak. You'll never bring no woman yet. I mean, Aaron is here. I'm glad that Aaron is here. And she perhaps speak on behalf of women. I've glimpsed you. I do have women in your group.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all keep them hidden.
No, we don't keep them hidden.
You never bring them with you.
One of us up.
You never bring a woman with you ever. Yeah. And I watch American culture. I see P. Diddy.
Oh, gosh. Don't associate us with that guy.
He's one of those.
We have nothing to do with
him. And I want to know, how come you don't allow your women to talk?
We do allow them to talk.
It's not on radio.
Get that in Titus chapter 2. We do allow them to talk. It's the thing is that war is meant for man. Women ain't supposed to be going to war. I know the European man, he put his woman in a suit, give her a gun, and put her on the front line. No, we care more about our women than that. We protect them, especially when we realize that we are the Israelites that the Bible speaks of. So they don't go to war with us on the street, encounter on the streets with our people. Why would we want our wives there with us? No, we don't do that. Read that in Titus chapter 2 and read verse 3 to show the woman's place, because there you can't have a nation without women. You need one. We are both dependent upon each other in that matter of being fruitful and multiplying. So we can't have a nation without women. So where does he give a woman her place in his holy nation? Read that, Titus 2 and 3.
The book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 3.
Yeah.
The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness.
This will be the mothers, the grandmothers, the aged women. Read.
Not false accusers.
Not liars. Go ahead.
Not given to much wine.
Not drunkards like I've seen on these islands. I've seen elderly women out there on the island in bikinis with stretch marks. Makes me sick. Somebody's grandma should be covered up somewhere. They out there on the beach trying to get them a young man. We call them cougars in America. What y'all call them here in the Bahamas? Y'all call them cougars too?
Sexy old heads.
Who?
Sexy old heads.
Yeah, they sexy old heads is cougars. Should be covered up somewhere. That's thus saith the Lord. Let me finish this and I get that head.
Teachers of good things.
Walking around in a bikini as an aged woman with stretch marks and cellulite ain't good things you teaching.
Well, put the stretch marks and cellulite part aside, right? That's not the fundamental issue. The fundamental issue is the nudity. It wouldn't matter the condition of the body.
Well, it wouldn't, but you know what it is? Women don't think like that. They don't think like that. They show their body. They want to show off their curves. They want to shake what their mama gave them. They don't cover up like that. No, because America, the world, the European, has taught you to show everything to everybody and be proud of what was given to you.
It's a wonderful conversation in this point right here, because you're in a culture where we have this tension, right, between tourism and local cultural life. We're in a culture with our proximity to the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. This cultural imperialism, the balance of the dominant culture versus the non-dominant culture. But would you find in Bahamian culture that persists, I don't know to what extent, right? Like, I haven't done a study, but the last time I went to a pool, right, I had on tights that went straight down to my ankle, and we women go into the water in shorts and long sleeve shirt. They go into the water in shorts and t-shirt. There is a tension, right, that we, I don't want to say grapple with here, but that you can view. Mm-hmm. You can view here where you can see the stretching of sides. You can see the global North culture buck up to Caribbean culture, to Bahamian culture. And it's interesting to watch the ways in which we, you know, in which we navigate it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to note that the entire world has become hypersexualized. And we have convinced people that their stature, their value, and their badness, right? Because I's a bad gal, I's a bad man. Mm-hmm. That value of badness is tied into their sexuality and their sexual expression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think across the world, people are juggling in that space, trying to find balance.
Well, you know why they try to find balance? Because they know it's wrong, but everybody else is doing it, so they follow right. It's one dominant culture that is pushing that. Because in the Americas, we see it in the music videos with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. They naked in the music video. Basically, strippers rapping, right? Who is putting them up to do that? We all know it's the Jewish executives that own the rap labels that have them like, you can't cover up and be in the video. They're naked in there and they teaching everyone in the earth.
I come into that because I see you all have something against Jews, but I have a caller here.
Go ahead.
You all look we'll like, every time you all talk, you all seem to be anti-Jewish. Yes. They call you all anti-Semite.
We're not anti-nobody.
Anti-Semite.
Truth speakers. That's the problem. Nobody wants to call out the truth about what is going on. We act like that the things that happen here in the world is our fault. Black people ain't got no power. So who's doing it?
I can find that out soon. But let's go to this caller over there. When they ask a question, just repeat it because I know your camera cannot pick up the caller. So you just repeat it. Go ahead, Courtney. Can you hear me?
Caesar, y'all not bringing these Looney Dons on the radio.
You can't call guest that. That's not nice. I got to cut you
off. What he call me?
He called you one of American cartoons.
Let me just say this caller, let's be...
We've been called worse than that.
But let's be respectful. Cecil's show, two particular sets of guests, Anku Sarad, Calhoun Cleveland Enius, Dr. Cleveland Enius III, and our brethren, Israel United in Christ. Mm-hmm. And through these two sets of conversations, what people have been able to experience is other people experiencing Christianity outside of a global North European construct, right? Let's not start calling people
and what's happening
Looney Tunes.
It's challenging what they believe, and everybody has a defense mechanism. So what is it? I'm going to call them names because what he's saying, I can't deny it. What's happening.
Ad hominem. We have another caller here, so let me patch the caller through. Producer, let's go. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I agree with the gentleman. You know, we have a situation, right? If you look at Haiti, we have these men who can't even leave Port-au-Prince, but the guns get to them.
Right. How's that happening? Let somebody speak the truth.
I know exactly how that's happening, and it comes right back to this group. I think they call them the Core Group. They are purposely pinning black people against one another.
Mm. The caller is saying that there's a group that is purposely pinning black people against
bringing the guns into Haiti. Is someone doing that? And we all know that we don't have the power as a race to get those guns, bring them in there without being put up under the sea. That's, we know who's bringing those things in, but we're afraid to call them out because we're afraid of truth. The same thing goes with the Christianity that we learn. We're afraid to call it out, where we got it from, why we do the things that we do. We're afraid of truth. But look what Christ said. Give me that in John chapter 8 and verse 32. You ask what our mission is? Our mission is the same thing as Jesus the Christ, to do this.
The book of John, chapter 8 and verse 32.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall know the truth,
uh-huh,
and the truth shall make you free.
That's what our mission is, to bring the truth of the things that go on with us, the conditions that we are in. Why would God allow only us to be put into slavery? Because, going back to what you said, are we anti-Jewish? No, we're not. We are pro-truth, because we know all of us have smartphones, that if you Google slavery, there is only one people on the face of the earth that pop up. It is not the people that claim to be the people of the book. Right. It's us. And then when we look at the book, we try to fit them in a square, what does it say, a square peg into a round hole. It don't fit. That's why they're at war in Gaza right now, because the people that live there right now, they know that they are not the true descendants of that place either, but they don't want us there either.
Have another caller. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah.
But no, go to the caller.
Okay, I have another caller who wants to engage you. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Very insightful conversation, you guys. How are you this morning?
You said insightful conversation, caller?
Very insightful. Very insightful.
That's good. It's an insightful call. I'm glad somebody's getting something. You got any questions, brother?
I agree with the guest. And people need to realize that the normal law, what you have been told, could be far from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to seek for yourself to show yourself approval. And what's been going on now, you see the rising up of leaders in Africa, all that turning against the Western governments and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone's starting to learn the truth.
Hey,
everyone's
starting to realize. You make a good point. Everybody is like in Africa, they kick it out the French, right? That was Macron.
West Africans,
Burkina Faso, they kicking them out, right? Give me that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm going to show you why the world, especially the colored people world, is rising up against oppression in the ways that they can, because they can't overthrow them. They have bombs and nuclear bombs and everything, so they're doing what they can.
Exactly.
The Bible tells you. Okay, let's read that. 1 Thessalonians, real quick, chapter 2, and I'm going to show you what God is. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and let's read verse 3. I'm going to show you what God is doing on the earth. It's a spiritual matter that's going on right now. We're living in the flesh, but God is doing something spiritual, and he's opening our eyes. And I pray the Bahamians here in Nassau, their eyes are being opened to what's happening as well. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3.
2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3.
Yep.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
That would go into the Christianity. We've been deceived. Nowhere in the Bible do you read where God told you to be a Baptist. Nowhere did he tell you to follow his cousin John the Baptist and make it a religion. It's nowhere in there. We've been deceived as a people.
Now, what if the early Christians didn't trust Paul? I don't trust Paul. I hear what he's saying. I don't trust Paul, right? Talking about he's the true rock and he can carry on Jesus' message.
Paul didn't say that.
But I'm just saying, right? I'm sitting back saying, I don't trust Paul.
Okay.
But maybe I can trust his Jesus' cousin John.
Well, if that's the case, John told you to follow Jesus. Yeah, but he didn't tell you to go to church on Sunday. He didn't tell you to be a Baptist and follow Jesus. He didn't tell you those things. So if you want to play on that side of the field, be devil's advocate in that way, John never told you to follow Jesus and be a Baptist. You can't find it. Let me finish this out, and then we'll go. So let no man deceive you, read on.
By any means.
Uh-huh.
For that day shall not come. There come a falling away first.
That falling away was us falling from being princes and princesses, kings and queens on the earth, to falling to being servants, where we have to serve our enemy. They are over us now. We fell away. Read.
And that man of sin be revealed.
That's what's happening all over the earth. The man of sin is being revealed right before our eyes, but we are too afraid to call it out of who it is. That's what it is, because we know he holds power. Now watch this. Let me finish this, because now God is going to describe the man of sin to you, where you can't even deny it. To deny this, you would have to say that God is a liar. Let me close my eyes and walk around blind, because I don't want to see the truth nowhere on this earth no more. Read verse 4.
The son of perdition,
uh-huh,
who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God.
Whatever God say do, he does the opposite. God says keep the Sabbath day holy. He says show up on the first day of the week. He says a man should be with a woman and be fruitful and multiply. This man says that you can love whoever, and I'm going to give you rights to even marry him. We all know who that is, but it gets even more descriptive. Read.
Or that is worship.
Uh-huh.
So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God.
And does what?
Showing himself that he is God.
All of us got smartphones. You listeners online, you got smartphones. Type in Jesus on your smartphone and see what man pops up. God is telling you who that man of sin is. He just did it in a code that Christianity, because I guarantee you in that Baptist church, you ain't never read about the description of the man of sin. Because if you did, you'd be like, man, that's the white man. He showed himself that he's God. That's the Jewish man. Yeah, they do that. They sit in the temple of God, showing themselves that they are God, and they oppose everything God says. That's who the man of sin is. We got to come to that truth. And that truth, what did Christ say? It's going to set you free. You're going to come up out of that white man Christianity. You're actually going to start celebrating Passover instead of Easter. Bunnies don't lay eggs. What the hell are you doing? Because I came in here and I seen on the front, you got a whole big old sign, you're teaching little kids that bunnies lay eggs. You're lying to the kids.
I like bunnies though.
Yeah, but they don't damn lay eggs. Jesus, when it says Jesus said, I will be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Friday to early Sunday morning, that ain't three nights.
So gentlemen, the energy you brought just now, I'm sure there are a lot of people.
Let them call.
At home. No, I'm not. Don't watch that part. That are like, woo. Okay, then. So here's a question I have for you, right? Especially in the face of a story that we touched on today. The story is anti-gang bill table. The government is in an attempt to create effective legislation.
Yes.
To eradicate the violence that arises in criminal organizations, right? A big issue with this is how do you describe a gang? Okay. How do you identify what is gang activity?
Okay.
Right?
Now, the Bible describes that, too.
I got you. Hold
on. Okay, go ahead.
So we have this space here where a number of entities may fit under this definition of a gang. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that a group of people associating, committed to a common theme or ethos or ideology, is not necessarily a bad thing.
Right, because in America, and I'm pretty sure you are aware of the history, the Black Panthers, they considered them a gang, but they actually started out
in the community
feeding,
programs.
Yeah, feeding the people.
Right. How much of Israel united in Christ is religion and how much is culture? Okay. Or is there no separation? And the message that you bring to us today and in your work is that there is no separation between religion and culture.
Okay.
If you have religion without culture, then you don't have spirituality.
Okay.
If you have religion with culture, then you have spirituality. So for this movement, what is it that you bring? Is it more than just a different reading of the Bible? Do you bring a new culture or a new system that people can plug into to experience Christianity differently?
Okay, so to answer the question first, Israel united in Christ, or even acknowledging that you are an Israelite from the nation, from the tribe of Benjamin, that's not religion at all. We don't deal with religion. Religion is man-made, right? Mm-hmm. That's where you got the different denominations of European men that have made up Pentecostal, Seventh-day Adventist, Anglican, and things that John 1605. Religion is not what we are about at all. This is not it. This is about our true identity that is God-given from him of who we are as a people. That's what now. And with that being said, God left us a constitution, is what we like to call it, of what our heritage is, the way that we do things when we worship him. The rest of the world can do what they want to. God never dealt with them at all. That's why when Moses went to Pharaoh, he said, Who is the Lord that I should let the children of Israel go? God never dealt with the Egyptians. He's only dealt with his people and gave them a way of living. Now, I want to address the gang thing that you mentioned real quick, and I'll come back to the religion. How do you define what is a gang and what is not? Give me that in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2, because God talks about those things. It's just that God doesn't speak the way we speak, so we have to take his wisdom, read the words, and then apply it to where we are today. Exodus 23 and 2, where does God speak about what is a gang? Go ahead.
The book of Exodus, chapter 23 and verse 2.
Yep.
To do evil.
Now, a gang is not one person. It's a what? It's a multitude of people. And what are they on the side where they need to be, legislation needs to be written to stop them? Well, then you would find, are they doing evil? Are they breaking the laws of the land? Because we as Israelites, we tell you to obey the laws of the land. Because if you obey the laws of God, you're going to naturally obey the laws of the land because God tells you to do those things. You won't be in the multitude of to do evil. So that's the difference in what a gang is and what is not. And we agree that legislation should be made to stop those gangs because we are not about overthrowing any government. We're not going to get out of the oppression as a nation by rising up guns. That's not the way. It's going to be through the spirit of Jesus the Christ and the obedience to the laws of God.
So when we get back from the caller, we come to you right now. How is your community structured in a way, right, that connects people to Christ when we get back from the caller?
Okay, let's go to the caller there. Caller, producer, pastor, caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, going once. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, we just missed him.
Go to the next one. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Miss Green, and good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning.
Good morning to your guests.
Hey, good morning.
While I share a lot of the concepts of the gentleman in the studio, he's saying, of course, religion is man-made, but he's still adhering to some of the concepts that were taught him. And so as it relates to the Black Panthers, we knew it fast because the Black Panthers was a multiracial organization, likewise the Civil Rights Movement. They had white people also.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. New, you had mentioned the Fred Hampton story. So you know how the law and everybody controls the narratives. As we relate, I'm just going to give some simple...
Okay. That's a good question.
The word apocalypse means to unravel and to reveal. So that is why we're seeing so much unraveling and revelations as the Almighty, the Creator... He knew this, so this is why you keep seeing the word apocalypse in the Bible. This is unraveling time, and through the information overload, we are just accessing the history is becoming more widespread, just like how they couldn't suppress the Bible anymore with the invention of the movable press.
Okay, now I'll answer that. Of what is the difference between the Black Panthers, who had multicultural, had different races in it and things, and you knew that them being a gang was a farce. What's the difference between everything that came before us, the Nation of Islam, the Black Panthers, the Brown Berets, the Brave Lords, which was the Puerto Ricans? You had the AIM movement with the Native American Indians that rose up and started the organization, led the charge during the Civil Rights. What's the difference between them and us? The difference is that we are gathering a nation. That's what we're doing. We are gathering a nation of people that has been scattered all over the earth. Give me that in the book of Romans, because what has happened here is that the world thinks that God has forgotten about his people. Romans chapter 11, verse 1 and 2.
The book of Romans chapter 11 and verse 1.
Uh-huh.
I say then, hath God cast away his people?
That's what the world thinks, that God has cast away his chosen people of ancient times. He did not cast. It's going to answer it. Read on.
God forbid.
God did not cast those people away. He sent them out of his homeland because we were rebellious to the commandments of God and wanted to follow after the other nations. He said, if you're not going to be holy, you can't be in the holy land. And he ran us out of there. Read on.
For I also am an Israelite,
uh-huh,
of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
Verse 2 real quick.
God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew.
God didn't cast us away. The difference between us, we're not fighting for political rights. We're fighting to gather a nation. And we're not fighting against the government. We're fighting against the lies of man-made religion. to gather these people?
We have to take a break. We have to take a break. I see the phone lines are lit up. As soon as we come back from the break, we're going to the two callers.
Okay.
So they can engage you. But we got to take a break right now. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is joining me. We have Israel United in Christ who are here. They're talking about a new way for people, black people, to be living.
Hispanics and Native Americans.
But anyway, we'll take this break now. We'll come back and we'll further explain that.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Sundays live on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 is the time to listen to your favorite talk show, Let's Talk Together in English, hosted by me, Lady T. Are you ready for Anupale Asam? Let's Talk Together in English. It's a 1 hour of news and current affairs, information for the Haitian community living in the Bahamas. Sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Need to know more about health matters, immigration, support for young learners at home, banking, as well as current affairs concerns that affect the Haitian community. Tune in at 6 p.m. every Sundays for Let's Talk Together in English. Anupale Asam. Hosted by me, Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, live on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We're called to C.A. Nuri, and the phone lines are lit up. So I'm going to allow the listening audience to engage our guest. We have the captain here with his American. Should I still say you're all American?
We are Israelites from America.
So I guess I'm an Israelite from the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the question is, what do you put first? Is it nationality? Is it ethnicity? Is it spirituality? What's the most important part of your identity?
Okay, well, with that being said, get that Sirach 17:12. All of that is combined in one. When you acknowledge that you are an Israelite, it automatically connects you with the laws of God because the laws of God were only given to the Israelites. Mm. So to be an Israelite means you keep the laws of God. Now, do we have wicked Israelites that claim to be something and they don't do it? Yes, you read that in the Bible all the time where the people, he said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We went off into sin and idolatry was still known as the Israelites. So read that in 17:12.
The book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 17 and verse 11.
And this is the Apocrypha that I know that in the Bahamas, especially in Jamaica, they banned the Apocrypha.
Oh, we have the Apocrypha here.
Okay, you got it here. Okay, read that 17:12.
Verse 12.
Is that what I want? Verse 11, that's what I want.
Beside this, he gave them knowledge and the law of life for inheritance.
That's what our heritage is, the laws of God. So when you say you're an Israelite, the laws automatically come with it because that's your heritage of the way God told you to live your life. When I say Israelite, you automatically know I keep the laws of God.
Okay, let's go to the callers now. Producer Patrick, first caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Go ahead. You're kind of muffled, but I'm trying my best now.
Morning. Hey, what's up?
No, you're lying bad. You need to call us back on the next line. Let's go to the next caller.
Well, let me give the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, Family Island Residence, 242-300-5720 is toll free.
Okay. I see him calling back again now. Let's see if that'll work. Go patch the caller through there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I like to tell you this morning.
Started out,
yeah,
good.
It started off, yeah, but it's
because there's
bad.
Something wrong with your phone. With
it's
your
like
phone
water
line.
In the line. It's like water in the line. I'm sorry. Okay, so call for, to another line. But let me ask you this.
Yeah,
you said earlier that you is a war or something that you are on a battlefield.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you look at your typical uniform, you have some kind of war boots on.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the presence, the physical presence of all your membership. Y'all are big, strong, yeah, black men. Y'all intimidating. Y'all intimidating.
Well, you know,
and then, hold on one minute.
Ahead.
And then, the lion roar that y'all give, you're scaring people, man. Y'all in town, but nice people. Y'all aggressive.
No.
Why y'all got to be so aggressive when you're trying to convince us, as nice people, that y'all are the right way?
Well, any more aggressive than the parent trying to beat Jesus into the urine?
No.
But if Jesus comes into the urine, it's okay.
No.
You can beat them if Jesus gets there. But anyway, why are you all aggressive?
Give me that in, what do we want? In Matthew, about Christ, how he spoke. This is the thing that a lot of people...
You trying to say Jesus speak like y'all?
Yes, he did.
No,
he spoke louder than us. That's the thing, right?
My Lord is a soft-spoken Lord. Yes, sir.
Yeah, read that about how Christ spoke. Go ahead.
The book of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 29.
Yep.
For he taught them as one having authority... And not as the scribes.
He taught as one having authority. This is the thing. This goes back to the docile Christianity, where they just put you to sleep. We shall overcome this little light of body. You sit there, you be asleep, be there 30 years, and you don't even know the Ten Commandments of God. That's because you've never been taught the Bible in the way that it's supposed to make you come alive and set you free, like Jesus said. Jesus spoke with authority. Jesus spoke like it. Now, did he give his disciples, his apostles, did he give them that same type of authority? Is it written in the Bible that you are supposed to speak his words a certain way? Isaiah 58 and verse 1. Let's read that, because you hear it sounds like we are loud and yelling and aggressive, but it's actually the way God told you to speak the Bible. Read that.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 58 and verse 1. Cry aloud. Cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
He said, cry aloud. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. It's meant to be heard. Read.
And shew my people their transgression.
That's why we're allowed to show you your sins. Because in your sins, you've been put to sleep. And if somebody is in a burning house and it's caving in around them, do you walk up and whisper in their ears, hello, my sweet love. Let's get out of here. The house is on fire. No, you cry aloud. You wake them up. You don't spare how they feel. You wake, because nobody likes to be woke up out of their sleep with a loud voice. But to get up out of that burning house, and our burning house would be sin, because we see the prophecies unfolding, like one of the callers said. We see Russia threatening, hey, they'll drop a nuclear bomb if they have to. We see Israel and Gaza at war. Ukraine and Russia is at war. Burkina Faso and them in Africa, they're ready to go to war. We see war all over the earth, protests. We are in a spiritual burning house, and we have to cry aloud so we can wake you up and show you your sins, and you can come out of them. Go ahead.
Okay, we have some callers there. Now I can try to get you to boost your in. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good day. Ask a good gentleman. I've heard pastors saying such things that the Ten Commandments was done away with.
Uh-huh.
What do you have to say on that?
Okay,
they want to know if the Ten Commandments is done away with.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's been heard or said a lot by Christian pastors throughout the ages, that the commandments period was done away with, and we said we're under grace, and all we have to do is keep the faith that Jesus paid the price already. Well, let's see what Jesus the Christ actually said in the Bible about the commandments of God, not his, of God. Matthew, let's read that chapter 15? Matthew
5 and 17.
Yep.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 17.
Yep.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
Off top, Christ just said, I'm telling you, they don't teach us nothing in Christianity. All they do is give us songs and damn church plates and tell you go home and see you next week to take your money. Christ said, don't think I came to destroy the law
or the prophets.
That means anything that Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Zechariah, all of that end time prophecy about the world or the Babylon, the great America being destroyed. And I didn't come to change none of that. Read.
I am not come to destroy.
He said it twice. He didn't come to destroy the law of God. Well, what?
But to fulfill.
See, when you stop right there, now you have justification that I don't have to keep it. But I got to read verse 18 before we take the caller. Verse 18, here's the point.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass.
You see heavens here in these beautiful skies on the Bahamas. You're standing on earth. They call it Paradise Island, right? Read.
One jot or one tittle.
Not one comma or one period.
Shall in no wise pass from the law.
That means the Ten Commandments was never done away with in Jesus the Christ. You're supposed to keep the Sabbath day holy. Women aren't supposed to wear pants right now.
Pause.
Oh.
Which one of the ten is that? I just want to make sure I read it. Which one
about
of the ten is that?
Yeah. About the pants?
Yeah, yeah.
The first one? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind.
Take that, your pants wearing.
No, let's talk about
if you love God, you'll do what he said
to
do.
What's the problem with the pants? Is the pant...
This goes back to your question about the nudity.
Is the pants a symbolism of an identity, right? Is the pants a symbol of an identity?
And a spirit.
For instance, I live in a place where there are bugs, bush looking.
You can fight you with the pants.
I ain't fighting.
God gonna win.
What I'm saying is, if I go in the bush, because I live in the bush, and I go in looking for teas, leaves to heal myself and food and a trapping. Sometimes pants is the safer thing to wear than a skirt.
No, that's your mind telling you that. What is different?
The snake tell me I wouldn't bite you on your leg if you had your leg covered.
Nah, it's going to bite you regardless because it can bite through pants. So if it's going to bite you, well, damn it, have on what God said have on. At least God will save you if you're doing what God said do.
So here's the next side. Men wore robes back then.
Yeah, they weren't dresses.
I know. That's why I call them a robe.
I'm glad you know that.
Right. Right now, men are suffering from health issues, partially due to the types of clothing that they wear.
Well, I know here in the islands, I know the Benjamites, because that's what y'all, I would call you Benjamin, because that's your name in the Bible. Y'all wear a lot of tight,
European cut style
balls. Yeah, man, you ain't supposed to be wearing that. It's immodest. Your man are immodest.
I have another caller.
Yeah, go ahead. We're going to get to the pants, too. Go ahead.
Get the pants ready, and let's get this caller in. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello, good morning. Morning, boy. I thought I wasn't getting out of time so hard. Listen, I personally believe that your guest is COINTELPRO.
Oh, gosh. Now we COINTELPRO.
Read it out the Bible, COINTELPRO.
So let him explain something and respond to that.
I believe that you are COINTELPRO. All right, brother man? You were talking earlier about truth and people are afraid of truth, right? What I want to know is, what is truth to you? Like, how do you define truth?
Unfortunately, caller, we had the 12 o'clock hour.
Gosh, we run out of time.
Okay. But let me ask you this about his truth. Psalms 119, 151. What is the truth? You got to be quick. Read it.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 151.
Uh-huh.
Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth.
That's the truth.
I got to invite you back.
Yes,
I got to invite you back. This being Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. It was a lively and provocative show. Uh-huh. It's Israel United in Christ. You can see him on the side of the street.
Yeah, All-Purpose Way in East Street.
Yes, and where we got to go, All-Purpose Way in East Street.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.